AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is set to announce new efforts to stem a rise in violent crime. The AP Sagar Magani at the White House reports the administration is preparing for a possibly turbulent summer.
Violent crime overall is lower than 5 years ago. But after plunging early in the pandemic, crime rates are rising. The White House says the president will lay out a plan to fight back, including more money for cities that need more police and a crackdown on gun dealers who break federal laws. He's already announced several executive actions on gun control, but legislative remedies are tougher and the politics are tricky as the president tries to fight crime while also boosting progressive efforts to reform policing. There are two efforts that don't have to be at odds with each other, but are increasingly billed that way. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Missouri is seeing an alarming rise in coronavirus cases because of a combination of the fast-spreading Delta variant and stubborn resistance among many people to get vaccinated. Eric Frederick is chief administrative officer at Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri.
I heard even on the news this morning someone said, something post-pandemic. And I was like, we're not post. We're still in the middle of this. And I can tell just people come to these spots like Southwest Missouri and look at these hospitals, and the folks that are caring for these patients know we are not post-pandemic.
Jim Baker and his Southwestern Missouri church will pay restitution to settle a lawsuit that accused the TV pastor of falsely claiming a health supplement could cure the coronavirus. The Supreme Court sided with California agriculture businesses in their challenge to a state regulation that gives unions access to farm property in order to organize workers. Spain's national court approved the extradition of detained antivirus software entrepreneur John McAfee to the U.S. He's wanted on tax-related criminal charges. This is AP News. New home sales dropped for a second straight month.
Sales of new homes last month declined by nearly 6%, more than what analysts had expected. But the median price of a new home surged to $374,000, up 18% from a year ago. Homes that hit the market often get multiple offers, far exceeding the listing price. Demand has been fueled by the shortage of available homes and by low mortgage rates. The Federal Reserve hopes the low rates will help lift the economy out of the recession that was triggered by the coronavirus. Mike Kemp in Washington.
The owners and insurers of the giant container ship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week earlier this year have reached an agreement in principle over their dispute with the Suez Canal Authority. The disagreement centers on compensation over the grounding of the Ever Given. Ed Donahue, AP News.